Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My first day, I'm acting peculiar.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 14 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about his NFIB index of small business optimism, which is up almost 2 points, Bill, from the last month. Still well below the historical average for small business optimism. But let's break it down, Bill. What's happening to hiring?
Well, actually, those numbers look pretty good. The plans to create new jobs rose 3 points, which is pretty good. So we're looking at a net 8% of our owners plan to increase employment. So that's some job creation plans that are looking good. The job openings number, the number who tell us that they have a job opening they're having trouble filling, rose another 2 points. After a gain in March. So we're almost up to 1 in 4 saying they have a job opening that having some trouble filling. So that's interesting.
Not good.
Of course, with a high unemployment rate, you know, those kinds of things, you have to wonder, you know, what's really going on there. But when you have 900,000 people dropping out of the labor force, you can have some problems finding people to fill certain positions. So there are openings.
Well, that's what's really unfortunate. I wonder how much productivity we're losing, Bill, because we don't have anybody to fill the openings. I mean, you know, one of the things that's happening right now is more and more traditional Main Street, dyed-in-the-wool, hidebound small businesses are realizing that the next people they bring on have got to be 21st century trained, aren't they?
Yep. Exactly.
And a lot of the people who lost their jobs in 08 and 09 are 20th century trained.
Yep. And, of course, a bunch of those were in the housing industry, which still has yet to recover. We're still short of kind of where we ought to be trend-wise, a couple hundred thousand housing starts, and that's just an awful lot of jobs. A lot of jobs.
No question about it. So basically, folks, we're not hiring many people. What do you think the hiring level would be if we could find the qualified people? How would that change your numbers?
Well, we would certainly have many more. We'd have many fewer telling us that they had a job open they couldn't fill. And then when we looked at the actual increase in employment, and it's been pretty good. We've had 7 straight months where, on balance, small businesses out there add employees. So there's growth there.
That's
the
good.
Problem is that we don't have as many firms as we did before the recession. We lost hundreds
a lot
of thousands,
and
of
we haven't and we haven't replaced them.
No, we haven't replaced them.
If you
them
remember, Bill, I predicted, and I think you did too, in 5 years ago, that there would not be startups this cycle like there have been in the past.
Yep, and the startups are much lower than the trend that we had beforehand.
That's exactly what has happened. Okay. Well, let me ask you, here's the question. How many unfilled jobs do you think there are in America? Openings that people are looking for candidates and can't find a qualified person. Do you know what that number is?
It's, you know, many hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the government puts a report out every year, the JOLTS report every quarter, which has the job opening supply, you know, out there. And there are a number of reasons for it, of course. One is just traditional, you know, mismatch. We have a lot of people who drop out of high school and can't read or write, so to speak, and it's hard to find jobs for them to fit in.
Right.
You've got an estimated 10 million households, you know, that are in their houses underwater. From Zillow yesterday, I think that was in the news. I mean, so these people find it hard to move to where they can get a job, and we always have been a very highly mobile population, which is one reason we do so well. We get people where the jobs are and get them in their highest value, so they can't move. So there's a problem there, and And then, of course, you have some of our really strong growth areas are attracting people, like the energy strip,
right.
But it takes time for them to catch up to it. So probably everybody in that strip from Texas to the Canadian border have openings that they can't fill because there just aren't people there yet. You know, but they're coming, but it takes a while for people to kind of get themselves moved and take those jobs. So there are a number of things that are keeping the job openings number big. But at least a good sign that we have them there. We just need to help people get there.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about capital spending. It's up a little bit, but is the cloud influencing our capital spending these days? Do you think technology, the microization of technology in the cloud, is that affecting the overall outlays? Could we be expanding more than we know because of technology?
Well, it could be. Now, we're big in that. If you go back and look at our, since we have this long history, the percentage of our owners making a capital expenditure on equipment or expansion, you know, peaked in 2000. Now, what was going on in 2000? Well, some people say, well, right. You know, the dot-com right. bubble was there. Well, that's true, but that didn't cause us to spend money on capital equipment. It was Y2K.
Right.
We all were spending money on computers. So, we're probably in another phase of that now with the new technology where stuff is so easy to use, even for us old business owners, you know,
right.
who aren't totally high tech like our kids, so easy to use that, you know, we're buying more and more of that.
Right.
It's cheaper and cheaper all the time. So we don't spend as much money, but we're doing it.
And connected to capital spending quickly, Bill, is the fact that small businesses still do not want to borrow money.
Right, exactly. Not interested.
They're still, folks, that's the survey is showing that small business owners are not interested in business loans. That's not a good sign. We need the economy to be growing and the opportunity to be happening such that small businesses are going to their banks and saying, I need some money to take advantage of this opportunity. It's 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.